Shagar, I'm guessing. Here's my prediction for the week. That
okay.
Dmitry Kulikov will be activated and on the ice on Thursday. Maybe not with his team, but by himself. And that at the same time, Evan Bouchard will be sent to Bakersfield. Do you think it happens?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe. I don't know. Like, didn't they, have they decided if they're having playoffs in the American Hockey League? Like, aren't they just shutting it all down? After the...
No. No, not yet. They haven't made that official.
They haven't made that official, or they haven't made a decision on that for this year. Yeah, I don't know, bud. I don't know what they're going to do with him. I mean, why would you keep him all this time and then suddenly send him down? Because you brought in an extra left-shot guy. You've had extra left-shot guys the whole time. So why suddenly do you have another one? What's that?
Because they have two veterans, right? Like he was the seventh and the eighth defenseman. There was him and Lagesson. Well, now there'd be nine defensemen, right? Because Kuko's been out now for a few months. So I think it comes down to, you know, just during the quarantine, if you got one injury, now one guy's out. If you got a second one, you didn't have enough. Well, now you would need two injuries so you can send him down. And then if in a week a guy gets hurt, well, then you can recall him and he's quarantined because you'll still have a seventh defenseman who can play the number six role
for a few games
in that week.
I think he's been next man up on the right side the entire time. I don't think they would have played anybody ahead of him on the right side. Right? One of those guys gets hurt, and Evan Bouchard was going in. Right? They're not playing Jones on the right side ahead of Bouchard. But, so, that's why that logic, I mean, maybe you're right, maybe that's what they'll do. But to me, he's been next man up. He's been the just in case, you know, break glass in case of emergency over on the right side for them all year. So I don't really view it like whatever's happening over on the left side has been happening all year. They've had extra guys there a ton. So I don't know.
Yeah, but they only would have had one extra in the press box, right? Now they have two, and they can send him down.
Well, they got Russell, they got Jones, they got Lagesson, and then for a lot of year they had Kuku as well. But, I mean, there have been multiple guys over there who aren't playing.
But Kuku, keep in mind that Kuku, when he got injured, was when Bear had just came back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there really wasn't that overlap. Bear was out. That's when Bouchard played. And since March 1st, last time Bouchard played, they've only had eight defensemen. And
right.
I think it was here because of if you have one injury, well, then you got to recall him anyway. So it's there. But now they have nine with Kulikov. So I could see it happening. It's later in the year. You've got these defensemen. Get him some games. And you can always recall him for the postseason if you want.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe get him into some games before, you know, before he comes, if you want him back around for the postseason. Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. He shouldn't have been sitting this long. I'll just keep saying that. How's that?
Sure,
I'll just keep saying that over and over and over again. He should not have been sitting this long.
Fair. I think there's a good chance, though, that we'll see him go down. We are seeing Ryan McLeod. We won't see him for a week, though. But there are some guys now, like Ryan McLeod, it seems from where I stand, the number one guy who's going to really have to play well here again this week is Gaetan Haas. And otherwise, I think he's the guy who would come out for Ryan McLeod. What do you think?
Maybe. You think Nygaard's just a lock all the time now?
I think they're going to play McLeod at center.
Yeah, well, he can play the wing or he can play center.
Yeah, I know, but I think they're going to start him at center because I think they want more production from the center ice slot.
Well, what makes you think? Yeah, you might be right. I mean, I think they just need to get him in and get him playing some games and see how he looks. I'm not sure if starting him in the middle is necessarily I don't know if that's the best way to go. Sometimes it's a little tougher to step in as a centerman. But he's been producing points in the American League, which is good. He comes in with some offensive confidence, which is good. So, you know, he's not coming in as a third liner from the American League. And so, I mean, with his size and his speed, it'd be interesting to see what he could do with some minutes and playing with some decent players. So, I don't know. Wing, center, I'm not 100% sure which way they're going to go with it, but I think if you look at what they've been trying to find on that left side, it depends a little bit on Nugent Hopkins here too, but You know, they've been trying to get more from Cahoon. They've been trying Ennis there. They've tried a few other guys there on that left side, and it just seems to me like this is a big, fast left side guy that is putting up some points right now. I don't know if they'll start him anywhere near that line, but it might not be long before he gets a look there because the bar isn't that high.
I wouldn't be surprised to see McLeod play with Yamamoto and Nugent Hopkins. I wouldn't be stunned by that at all.
That was my point, is I could see him playing on one of those top two lines before too long because the bar just isn't that high on that in that second spot on the left side.
No, we've banged that around a few times. Like I believe he could have put the same numbers up as Cahoon this year being there or something close. Like, it's not like Cahoon's killing it, right? And what he brings is a bigger body that can skate and take up space. But I think if they're going to bring him in and they put him on that wing, they have to be clear.
I just want to clarify. Yeah. I think he would play center with Nugent Hopkins on the wing. I think they're really going to give him an opportunity where he's had success on center. And Nugent Hopkins is a better winger than he is a centerman right now.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I need to see him going up against some of these centermen in this division. Because if I'm the other coach, I can't wait to get my top line out against him.
Yeah.
I'd be throwing my guys over the top. And listen, you know, Greg's, is he a better option than Gaetan? I don't know. I can't really say at this point. I think Gaetan is just hoping for a neutral game. But, like, if you're playing Toronto, and or I guess they're not playing. Who's the next game there? Okay, Montreal. And, well, that's kind of a bad example. But they have young goalies.
Like,
young
you look, realistically, if you look at the order schedule, because he's not going to play this week, okay?
Yeah.
So then, and I don't think based on quarantine that he'll be ready for the 26th. So that means he's ready starting the 28th. That's a game against the Winnipeg Jets. Then they play Calgary twice, Vancouver five times.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can get him in, and no offense to the Vancouver Canucks. Like, I'm not scared of them. Is there any centerman that you're like, oh, geez, we can't play Nugent Hopkins and Yamamoto and them against a line in Vancouver? I just don't see that being a big issue.
I think you need to bring the player in and put him in a spot where he's got a chance to get his feet underneath him a little bit. So I'd like to see him start on a third or fourth line perch, where really all he needs to do is just go skate hard and try and get his hands and his feet underneath him and to just get himself settled at this level, and then let him elevate his way through the lineup, because it's not going to be hard to do. It's not going to be difficult to elevate his way through this lineup. If he's got any kind of jump and can produce any sort of chances, he's going to elevate his way, in particular up that left side. So I don't know, Greg's like...
Oh, I think he's playing center, boys. I think he's playing center over Gaetan Haas, and not even a question.
And that wouldn't be shocking, but that's down the lineup a little bit, right? He's like, to come in and play third or fourth line center is different than what you're talking about on a line with Nugent Hopkins and Yamamoto, where that's the second line, and you're playing matchups against the other team's second lines too.
Okay,
that's a little different. You play him in the middle, play him down the lineup then.
Okay, so joined by Ryan Rochock. Let's talk about what would be ideal if he's going to play center, and let's call it third or fourth line. You know, who are his ideal wingers? I have my thoughts. Who would you want as wingers, and why? Ryan Rochock.
I would probably look at Josh Archibald on one side. Also skates fast, brings an energy level that you're hoping will rub off on McLeod, that he'll play with that speed and finish some checks and play the game at a high pace. I could see that being a real energetic, fast line. And then, so you're talking about if he's playing center?
Yeah, because I have Josh Archibald. I think that's the perfect guy. And then he's someone else on the other side that can skate, in my opinion, get up there and try to create something. Like, let's get a fast line that can forecheck and, you know, get like a – and people
so
don't like the
term. You're Nygaard maybe then over there.
Wow.
Or Ennis?
I don't know. Maybe a Nygaard. I don't know if he has enough experience. You know, I'm maybe looking at, I guess maybe Tyler Ennis. Is he a guy? Just a faster line that skates and gets going and creates something, right? Some energy.
Well, here's the thing. The reason you got to look what Dave Tippett has hinted on what he wants. Mm-hmm. He wants a better forechecking team. That's not Tyler Ennis's forte. I'm not sure Tyler Ennis or Kyle Turris are going to play for the Oilers of the remainder of this year.
Fair point.
That's but not unreasonable.
So, because you're not taking Jujar out of the center spot, you know, and then, you know, Cahoon, is he really a guy that's, you know, going to slip down? Is that, that's where he plays? You know, is it Shore? Is it Shore on that lineup? You know, ideally,
could be
honestly, I'd like it to be Dylan Holloway. Holloway, McLeod, and Josh Archibald. Three guys that can skate and be physical and get going.
What is
that? I have to wait till next year for that.
I know.
Is this bizarre world?
Yeah.
Mr. Like, I want these young guys, and now at the most important time of the year, so why don't we just call up Lavoie, too?
Well, because I don't think you have room for him, Cap. You're being ridiculous now. You've been completely ridiculous. I'm not a capologist. No, but listen, I like the idea of a line that is big. It can skate and get in.
Oh, yeah. No, I get it.
Look at every Stanley Cup champion.
I don't think Holloway.
No. Okay, but that's what you look at every Stanley Cup champion. It feels like one of their third and fourth lines is big and skates and forechecks. Like Barkley, Gudjo, Coleman. What does everyone talk about? Oh, look what these guys did. Yeah, they didn't do their job wasn't hard.
Yeah.
They just did it. They could
totally.
Skate and be physical.
Yes.
And so who's that for the Oilers? Right now, it's not Zach Kassian. You know, although I guess you could say he's a little bit better last game, but it's not Chiasson. It's easier to say who it isn't than who it is. So I think that's what if you're trying to read the tea leaves from Dave Tippett, guys, you're looking for someone that can do that. Now, I don't want those guys on the fourth line for the whole life, but that's the vision of a line I would like to see.
Oh, Blake Coleman, by the way, did have six. He was like fifth or sixth on Tampa in scoring in the playoffs. He was pretty good.
Yeah, he had a good. But I think we get what he's kind of.
Vegas had a real good setup too. Can't remember exactly which guys were on their line. Sometimes it was the fourth line, sometimes it was the third line. But they had like Tuck, they had that big, fast, hard hitting line that just was really difficult to play against. And the Oilers
not fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not,
no, yeah, I don't disagree.
Well, that's William Carrier. Carrier big body with
Carrier
Reeves.
Tuck and, yeah.
Wasn't there the European center? Who's that guy, the European center I'm thinking of? But anyways, but you're right. And that is like the Oilers, like you can see, like it's, they try to get there, then they mix it up. Then they try to get, like, why do you think he likes the Jujar, Devin Shore, and Archibald line? That's kind of what they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's kind of
sure.
Like they're not scoring it. I mean, they do score the odd one, but, you know, I'm not looking for all four lines to do that. But I just, you know, that's the vision of what I see maybe McLeod helping out. Now, if you can play up high in the left, I'm not going to hold him back. And I don't know if he can play second line center. I feel it's a bit of a reach, but I like the idea of what he could be.
If he's playing in the top six, I'd see him on the wing. If he's playing at center, I would see him in the bottom six. I think that's what makes sense and that's what's realistic. But you might be right, Greg. He might show them something in the early going and they say, yeah, just do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
We haven't been watching him play down there. So we don't know. I don't know exactly what, you know, he may be displaying things in his game where they say, yeah, he looks like he could probably handle it.
Well, I've watched, now granted, I've only watched four games. We've had Jay Woodcroft on the show. I've talked to him a few other times about McLeod. And, you know, the one thing that he's really worked on is they felt like his defensive game was really the best part of his game. He's really improved his offense. That was Jay Woodcroft was really encouraging to be more, like, think more offensive. Mm-hmm. He felt his defensive responsibility was fine. That's why I'm not sure he would get caved in that bad if they had to. And I think that's why I agree he probably starts in place of Gaetan Haas right away. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to be stunned if we see him get a look with guys like Yamamoto, Nugent, Hopkins one game down the stretch, just to see. I wouldn't, because if they want to keep Drysdale and McDavid together, then that's an option that I think they're at least going to try it down the stretch.
Well, the bar is not that high. Like, you got to outplay Cahoon is basically what you need to do, or bring a different style of game. You don't. I mean, just skate fast, forecheck like crazy, and go to the blue paint, and you'll be there. Right? So, I absolutely. I would just see it being on the wing as opposed to the middle. But maybe you're right. We'll see.
Quickly, Kulikov. He's going to play next week. He's going to get on the ice. I think he's out of his quarantine on Thursday. I'm not sure if the Oilers will practice Thursday, but he'll definitely skate, and then they'll be practicing Friday. Is it Larson or Bear that he starts with? Do you think they want to go with that pure lockdown pair to start, or are they going to try him with Bear?
I think it'll be Bear. Yeah, I think it'll be Bear. I think, let's see how Russell and Larson make out here. But I think that he'll want that sort of defensive-minded guy and a puck mover on that pairing. And Russell and Larson together, I think, he's looking ahead to the playoffs and thinking he hopes that can be a real good pairing for them, and that the Kulikov-Bear pairing could potentially end up being his second pair. Minutes played and that sort of thing. They could be those two, like the second and third pairing, could be almost equal if you divide it up that way, in my mind.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, you look at the impact Barry had last game. I mean, you know, he wheels and deals and gets that power play going. I thought Bex had a great breakdown of why you need a guy that can shoot from the point. And, you know, just to open it up down low.
But for some people, expected goals are more important than goals.
anybody can do what Barry did last game. Anybody can. So let's not overstate his value.
What?
Because anybody can do that, right? We all know that. Like Ethan Bear, Evan Bouchard, you name it, they can come in and they won't skip a beat. Let's not even bother talking about salary or what the salary might look like. Let's just decide they don't need to sign him. Sorry, that was
Shocker. We'll see you at the rink.
Okay, see you
guys.
Have
a good one. I like sarcastic Ryan.